name of Jesus, we want to greet you today and talk about the power in the blood. The biological principle is that the blood is the carrier of life in the physical body. The blood is the only delivery system that touches every single cell. It carries the oxygen, the nutrients, and the life-giving energy to the brain. If the blood stops circulating, the body begins to die. If the blood drains the body begins to die very rapidly. In Leviticus 17:11, it says that we are told that for the life of a creature is in the blood. And when we speak of the power of the blood of Jesus, we are not speaking of some mystical fluid, but we are speaking of the life of God itself. When he shed his blood on Calvary, that blood flowed from our Savior. We aren't just forgiven, but we are kept alive. We are by a transfusion. Christ's blood didn't just wash away our past, but it infused us with his eternal life and power to live for him. He had the power to save us, and he has the power to keep us safe. You go back to the Passover in the Old Testament, the sign of distinction. You go to, it's found in Exodus 11, 12, and 13, when the children of Israel were instructed to paint the doorposts and the lintel with the blood of a lamb. It took a willing obedience. You know, dear ones, this morning it takes obedience. The acceptance of the Passover in Egypt, in the Bible, is the key passage and ideas. It's the key passage for deliverance. Each household needed to do this, or the death angel would touch their home. In Exodus 12, 29 to 42, the Lord strikes down the firstborn in Egypt. But every Israelite who in obedience applied the blood was delivered from that. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And I challenge you this morning, has the blood of Jesus been applied to the doorposts and the lintel of your heart? It's the only way that will save us. We picture this. The receipt of payment. Imagine a man who has committed a crime so severe, the penalty is a multi-million dollar fine, a debt he could never pay. In 1,000 lifetimes, he stands before the judge, guilty and condemned. Suddenly, a wealthy benefactor walks in and writes out a check in full and signs it in his own blood. The judge looks at the check, stamps, paid in full, and drops the gavel. The guilty man becomes legally free. Notice this. The man's freedom doesn't come because the judge felt nice, or because the man promised to do better. It came because justice was satisfied. The debt was paid by someone else's currency. The power of the blood lies in its ability to satisfy the demands of justice. God is too holy to ignore sin, but he is too loving to leave us in our debt. The blood of Jesus is the receipt that proves the debt of your sin and my sin has been fully settled. A debt that he didn't owe, in a debt that we could not pay. Our Savior went to the cross for you and I. When Jesus shed his blood, he entered the slave market. If you wanted to free a slave, you had to pay the owner the ransom to set him free. The term redemption in the New Testament literally means to be bought, to be set free. The power of the blood is revealed in its value. Our Jesus paid a debt that we could not pay. You are not your own this morning. I am not my own, but we are paid. We have been bought with a price. Whenever you feel worthless or forgotten, remember that the King of Kings paid the total price to set us free. There is an old saying that nothing can wash away the stain of a guilty conscience, but if you spill a bottle of permanent black ink on a white carpet, scrubbing it doesn't help. It just spreads the black ink further through the carpet. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can set us free from the course of sin. It's the only thing that's powerful enough to set us free. You cannot save yourself, and you cannot hide your stains away from God. But you can be changed. The power of the blood is not in the ability to hide the past, but in the ability to permanently erase, to remove it as far as the east from the west. Do we recognize that this morning? And it will not stand before us in the day of judgment. Our sins have gone on before. I have 5 points I'd like to cover this morning. As you think of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, I'd like you to go with me to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, first of all, to begin the message of the morning. I'm going to read verses 7 through 10, but 7 is my key verse. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I see three things in verse 7. This is the key verse of the whole message this morning. I see believers walking, I see saints fellowshipping, and I see the blood of Christ cleansing us. Also in Revelation, let me tie one verse out of Revelation here, Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. As we think of believers walking in the light, that equals living honestly, openly, and in alignment with the Word of God, the truth. I see in this verse fellowshipping, brothers and sisters fellowshipping, and that equals a genuine connection with others who are doing the same thing, who are walking with Christ, equals brothers who are fellowshipping together. He cleanses us from all sin. That equals forgiveness. An ongoing walk with Jesus. Unless we have our personal walk with Jesus, it's going to affect our fellowship with others and our fellowship with God. We must have a daily walk with the Lord. It's so important. That is the theme verse of the whole morning. 1 John 1:7. There is a theme that runs from Genesis to Revelation. The power of the blood for redemption. From the sacrifices in the Old Testament to the cross of Jesus Christ there at Calvary. God reveals that cleansing and forgiveness come through the shedding of blood. And Jesus Christ, that perfect sacrifice, came once and for all to give his perfect sacrifice for humanity, for lost humanity. And it is that Savior that we're looking for someday. It may not be far away. May I say this morning, if you're here this morning and you have not applied the blood of Jesus to your heart, today is your opportunity. And at the center of that whole truth stands Jesus Christ, whose blood has the power not just to save us, but to keep us saved from this sin-cursed world and what the enemy has to offer. He removes our sins. Number one, why do we need cleansing? We have Adam and Eve, our first parents, who made a deliberate choice. That brought a separation from God. They made a deliberate choice to listen to Satan and to listen to the voice of the devil. To listen to that serpent. Sin is not just a mistake. It is separation from God. And it'll do the same to you today. It'll separate you from God. Repentance is the only way back. Mending that relation. Go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 23, we have, for all have sinned. Then what? Verse 24 refers to the hope that we have. This can be satisfied. Sin stains the soul, burdens the conscience, and breaks the fellowship with God. Repentance is the only way back. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can wash that stain away. It's not like that black dye that you dump on the white carpet. No amount of good works, no amount of religion or effort can remove that stain, but the blood of Jesus Christ. What about your actions this morning? What about your thoughts? And what about your attitudes? God sees it all. That's the God we serve this morning. Point number two is the blood was God's plan. Again, blood represents life. In the Old Testament, sacrifices were the blood of the animals could only cover the sin. And that's why it had to be keep repeating. Without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Jesus was final. His sacrifice was final. He was the one who walked the face of the earth, who was tempted in all points like as we are, but yet without sin. The only one that was capable of paying that debt. The animal sacrifice in the Old Testament pointed to the perfect sacrifice in the New Testament, Jesus Christ. Point number three, the blood of Jesus was different. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, his blood accomplished what no other sacrifice could ever do. He cleansed completely. Nothing partial about it. Nothing temporarily about it. It done a complete work in saving us. It cleanses completely. It removes the guilt. It restores relationships with God and our fellow men. There is no sin this morning that God cannot forgive. There is no sin that is too great that God cannot forgive. I don't care how deep you've been into sin. God can cleanse you. Some people feel that they've sunk too deep. But Jesus can lift you up. He saved Peter from the sinking in the ocean waves, in the waves that he was walking on. Point number four is this. The blood cleanses all sin. Remember our key verse. Verse 7 of 1 John. That means any past sin can be cleansed and made white. That means that any present struggle, God knows your struggles. I don't know your struggles this morning, but God knows what you're struggling with in your heart and your mind. Do you have hidden sin that no one here on earth knows about? God knows all of that. Remember that. We come before him in judgment, in the white throne judgment. We want it taken care of today. He even that's there. 1 John 2 talks about the... Let me turn to that. Read the first couple verses in 1 John, that if we fail, he is there. He is to be a propitiation for our sins. Yes, 1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Coming to him in repentance is the only way back. He knows what you'll face tomorrow. He knows the temptations that you're struggling with. God offers forgiveness and cleansing. Of becoming white as snow. The fifth point is this. The blood must be applied. The power is available, but it must be you who comes to him in full repentance. Oh, but I'll be embarrassed in front of all my brothers and sisters. Brothers, it's better to be embarrassed now than to stand before God in the white throne judgment and says, I never knew you. Depart from me. The power is available. It must be received. Through repentance, through faith, through walking in the light, as 1 John 7 talks about. Are we walking in the light that we know from the Word of God this morning? Just as the Israelites applied the blood to their doorposts and during the Passover, we must personally apply the blood of Jesus to our hearts. Allow him to cleanse us. The blood of Jesus Christ has not lost its power. It's not something that gets weaker and weaker. But it still saves. It still heals the conscience. It still breaks the chains of sin the chains of whatever sin you may name. The immoral things of today that Satan has to offer, he can break those chains. Maybe it's a sin that's gone on for generations. You can break that chain. It still brings the peace of God to your heart. And God has the power to keep you saved. In conclusion this morning, you don't have to carry guilt. You don't have to carry shame. You don't have to or condemnation any longer, because the cleansing power of Jesus, cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, is available. We know not how long that will be available. We see the signs of the times all about us. May God help us to make ourselves to take a hold of that power that is sufficient for all sin and that is available to every person and that is effective for all time. The closing appeal to this message is, come to Jesus. Come to Christ today. Be washed, be forgiven, be made new. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Dear ones, this morning, if God has spoken to you, may you respond and heed to the voice of His Spirit and make it known to someone after the service.